House moves, the usual air raid sirens, rationing, and shortages. Yet the shifting backgrounds and changes in the people around me, as well as the sense I had of deep and frightening uncertainty, affected me both during the war and, I believe, for much of my life thereafter. I thought as I spoke to Ava Gutmann, as I do now, that whatever our wartime circumstances, dramatic or not, we children of war all have our stories to tell. And if we don't tell them, soon, who will? I decided to do something about it. And late in the summer of 2002, a small boxed notice began appearing in a handful of provincial UK newspapers. Were you a child, toddler, or teenager during the war? If so, please share your memories and anecdotes. The blackout, bombing, evacuation, shortages, absent fathers, etc. And the fun. Researching Major Book. Need your help. It's important for those of us still around and for the future. Confidentiality respected. Please reply to box number. I waited. What, if anything, would it yield? Soon the answer came. Well, rather a lot. Starting with a trickle, a stream of envelopes was soon flowing through the letterbox. For in quiet corners of Devon and Cornwall, in East Anglia, parts of the Midlands and Wales, those few stilted words hidden away among the classifieds seemed to have touched a dormant nerve. For whatever personal reasons, 100 or so men and women, all well into retirement age, briefly put aside their garden chores and their interests, and in their 100 or so different ways, contacted the unknown person behind the box. To a man and woman, they were encouraging. An elderly judge wrote dryly, "I believe it is quite right that this material should be documented. I am willing to help. You may contact me if you wish." And at the end of several overflowing pages describing her happy childhood evacuation to a Welsh village, a woman scrawled, "P.S. I think it is a lovely thing that you're doing." In despairing moments, I've thought of this and blessed her for it. Reassured that a lot of people felt as I did, I moved on to nationwide journals and more, mainly provincial, newspapers. Then London, the great northern cities, Scotland, Yorkshire, Tyneside and other parts of the north, the home counties, and in twos and threes and sometimes a stack, the replies came in. There was not an avalanche, but there were many hundreds, and each one was read, replied to, and filed. The response was gratifying, but it was also becoming a problem. I have but one pair of hands, and I needed to impose limits. I wish I could have corresponded with or spoken to thousands more children of war out there, but there was an important deadline, the 60th anniversaries of VE Day and VJ Day in 2005, and I had to move ahead. About a year ago, I stopped most of the research and started sorting the letters by content, and in January, I began to write. I have worked with the large cache of the material that I was able to collect, the contacts that arose from it, my own sources, and relevant reference books and documents. The majority of the wartime children who speak in the book came from backgrounds which might best be described as unexceptional. Suburban homes, provincial towns, quite a lot from inner cities, and various country areas. A few came from privileged homes, but some had experienced real hardship. I made every effort to use voices from as wide a social and regional background as possible, though understandably Greater London produced a big response. I have also tried to show the impact the war had on different age groups, 18 and under. Although, no matter what circumstances we lived in, we children who spent those 6 gruelling years of war in the UK all faced the same shortages and privations. Certainly there were parts of the country which were safer and pleasanter than others, but there was no escaping the realities of war on the home front or the ever-present drone of the bombers.